Well, Stan, great to meet you. And like a lot of people I've interviewed over the last few years, it turns out to be your last day working for the Bloomfield Group. How does that feel?
Well, sad day in itself, but in saying that, I've had a good time. Well, I've been challenged, and my brain's been challenged, and it's been good.
Yeah.
I've seen things grown up and things rebuilt from nothing to what it is to today. So every person's a part of that if you want to be a part of that,
Yeah, and take a bit of ownership for it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so no, I've been quite happy with all that. So and the trust that they do put in you too. So yes. It is a sad day, but we've all got to stop sooner or later.
Yes. Well, let's talk about it, how it's come to this. But let's go back to you. Where you came from before, because it's been 23 years with the Bloomfield Group, but construction
I've
originally for
always
you?
been in construction in Newcastle, so I've worked on power stations, aluminium smelters. I've looked after commercial jobs, whether they be clubs, factories, all around the Central Coast and up the valley, and work with the biggest contractors in Newcastle. Like 15 years straight at Bloomfield, and we built that washing plant up from scratch to upgrading MCCs and conveyors and the run of mine and the brake and all that stuff. So I've also done various bits of work up at Rix's Creek South, and about 2017 or something, was involved in the upgrade of the south, the north plant when they bought that and upgraded it. So done a lot of the PLC wiring and all that stuff there. So and drawings and.
Wow. So you've really expanded your skill set
Yeah, I
over the
have.
years, obviously.
And
Yeah.
I gather last 3.5 years, I've been testing and tagging.
So Stan, let's talk about 23 years ago. How did you get the job with the Bloomfield Group? What was happening there?
Well, I was a contractor working for myself. I was a previous boss of my company when I worked for O'Donnell Griffin, and one of my best mates, he passed away last year, but he worked at washing plant, and as I said, they asked for a one-man band that might be suitable, and they n nominated me, and I got a job with Steve Tipper and at Rix's Creek, and as I said, I moved from Rix's Creek to Bloomfield. So.
You mentioned to me before we started recording that Paul Camp was around when you started. You didn't have much to do with him, but more to do with William. What were your interactions like with William Camp in the early days?
Oh, William always would ask me about questions about Lecos at 4 Mile, how good they were, or if they were no good. I liked him because he was a straight shooter. There's no two questions. He was a straight shooter. Told you. Not business sense, but he'd tell you things are going aren't good in the industry. Don't go silly. Don't spend all your money.
Yeah.
Save your eggs for a rainy day or your acorns, everyone else. So, but yeah, I just respected him because he was straightforward with you, and we've had a change of sort of, I suppose, ownership now with John Richards taking over the helm, but he was there from the start, like, in a different
Yeah.
capacity, but
Yeah.
he was always there, and another person knows everyone by first name. So yes, there is a relationship. I do, even to this day, feel that someone's cared, I've been pretty lucky that since I've had my stroke, I've been back at work for 2.5 weeks, working 4 hours a day. they've given me the respect to go out on my own terms. And well, I'm grateful for that.